Just for you. Words from Jesus.
Do you ever feel you could use a little oomph in your life? A little pick-me-up? Some type of enhancement? Maybe you've seen better days. Or maybe things are just fine and everything is rolling along smoothly for you and things have never been better. Or perhaps you're in dire straits right now, desperately grasping for a ray of hope from somewhere. Whatever the case, whether you're feeling down and out or whether you're sailing along on top of the world, I am always here for you. Many things occur in your daily life, whether good or bad. Disappointments come. Maybe that promised job falls through. A loved one falls sick. Or an unexpected accident shatters your life. Maybe the doctors have no answers, and there is no earthly hope in sight. Economic worries threaten. Maybe you're feeling lonely, or you find yourself engulfed in the depths of despair. Sometimes you feel forsaken and as if no one understands the agony of heart that pains you. Maybe you feel trapped by what surrounds you and the complexities of living are more than you can bear. Sometimes you feel isolated, so far away from friends and loved ones. There are times when all your dreams have fallen apart. When you need direction and you can't make it on your own, I am always with you. Whether your life seems to be going uphill or down, I am a friend that truly sticks by you through thick and thin, a companion that will never let you down. I am always on call to help you when you're in need, to lend a listening ear anytime you need it, or to give you a shoulder to cry on, or to simply listen to that great new idea that just popped into your head. I will be with you to help lift you up, even out of the depths of discouragement, and to root for you and cheer you on. I will help you to fill up the empty places in your life, and I will stand beside you and walk with you through life's good times as well as the bad times, through all the ups and all the downs. I am that someone you can always turn to for guidance and solutions in every difficulty that presents itself. I will never leave you or let you down. With me, you can have peace of mind no matter what is going on around you, in the knowledge that I will be with you every second of every day of this life. And you will be with me in heaven for all eternity. I will never leave you or forsake you, whether in this life or the next. Make sure to spread this good news to everyone you meet. Ask me how you can tell your friends, acquaintances, and all you meet about this good news. About the one who can make a difference in their lives. I have not forgotten you. I see your tears. I see your despair and sense of hopelessness and loss in the midst of your times of trouble. But no matter how you feel, remember that I care. I'm not far away on another planet or in another country. I am right here with you. I never sleep or am absent. I am always beside you, and my spirit is always within you to comfort you. You just need to draw close to me and receive my love and comfort. I know you have great needs right now, and life is a struggle. I hold out my arms to you and call you to come to me so that I can wipe away your tears and calm your fears. I care for each of my children, and I will care for you. Whenever you call, I always answer. I have in my hands the priceless gift of my peace that will be like a warm blanket that will melt away your fears. With my presence and peace, you never have to worry or fear, not even about dying. Because my children come to my beautiful mansion in heaven when they die, where there are no poor or oppressed people, and no one is forgotten or neglected. I love you, and I care about you. I will never leave you or forget about you, because I love and care for each one of my children as if they were the only one. Though conditions about you may be dark and turbulent, I will care for you. I will give you peace in the midst of the storm, light in the midst of darkness, joy in the midst of sorrow, hope in the midst of despair. Though you may be surrounded by calamity, I will give you strength of spirit and bring peace to your heart. When your life on earth is coming to a close, you can rejoice that your suffering will not last long. Because you know and love me, I will call you to come home to my house, where I will wipe away your tears. I will spread a wonderful feast before you, and you will be clothed in joy forever. Think about these wonderful truths when you are tempted to despair or lose hope. Remember that I am the God of all hope, and I am never very far from you, my precious child. Beauty from the Ashes. Your life has been touched by sorrow. You know what loss means. Your heart aches. Your spirit is low. You've seen how from one day to the next, a life can drastically change or end. Someone who was here yesterday could be gone tomorrow. I know about suffering, and I understand loss. I experience these myself. I walk with you in your times of grief and loss. I am right there with you. In the day-to-day rush of normal life, it's easy to let your relationship with me be pushed aside and neglected. At times like this, though, the things that truly matter become more obvious, as well as the realization of how much you need me. You've seen how the people you love and count on most can't always be there for you. My love is the constant in your life, and the only thing that will never change, no matter what you experience. I am always here for you. When you trust in me, you will be able to see the good effects of everything you experience in your life, even in the worst of times. If you let me open your spiritual eyes, you'll see that there is always something to be thankful for, and you'll discover the power of gratefulness, which can lift you out of the depths of sorrow and despair. Count your blessings, even if you can only think of one, and thank me for it. When you praise me in the darkest times, it can bring a sense of peace to your heart. When you thank me for the good in your life, you are, in essence, acknowledging my presence. Therefore, you put yourself in a good spiritual position, one where faith and peace and inner strength that you could never find within yourself become available to you. If you're having a hard time thinking of something you can be thankful for right now, I understand. It is difficult. But I encourage you to remind yourself there's always someone who has lost more or suffered more than you. It's only natural to be focused on your own sorrow and loss. But if you can take the plunge to look beyond that and think about what you can do for others, you will find that in giving to others, you find comfort for your own heart. I fill the giving and caring heart with genuine love, more than enough for itself, so it can continue to share with others. I love you, and I can make it possible for you to have a complete and beautiful life, no matter what happens or what goes wrong. If you have faith, all things are possible, no matter how impossible the situation may look. Lean harder on me now in your time of need. My arms are strong enough to hold you up. My shoulders are broad enough to carry the weight of all your sorrows. Come to me, talk with me, and open your heart to me. Let me help you and give you hope. Let me show you the good, even if it's through your tears. Let me show you how you can love and comfort others, even when it seems you have little or nothing to give. Let me help you pick up the broken pieces of your life and make something beautiful of them. Let me help you rebuild your life on a solid foundation, one that will last when all else fails. I am here for you always and forever, and I will love you for all eternity. If you haven't yet experienced a personal relationship with Jesus, He wants to become a very real part of your life, both here and now, and forever in eternity. He stands at your heart's door, waiting for you to open the door and invite Him into your life. You can do so by praying this prayer. Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. I believe that You died for me and rose from the dead. I open the door to my heart and I invite You into my life. Please fill me with Your love and Holy Spirit. Help me to get to know You and guide me in the way of truth. Amen.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.